Well, I like what I feel, and I feel what I like. You know what I mean? Amen. I love the presence of the Lord. Don't know what I'd do without His presence. What would you do? Amen. I enjoyed the service this far, the songs, testimonies. And I tell you what, may God bless you for everything. Had another good meal today. Hospitality, offering. May God bless you for every bit of it. Praying today seemed like the Lord laid heavily upon my heart a portion of Scripture. I don't know what we'll do with it, but we'll give you our best. I feel the Lord in the house, don't you?
Yes.
I said I feel the Lord in the house. I believe Jesus is right here. Hallelujah. My heart was touched as I sang the song, "Thank God I'm Free." Hallelujah. And you know what? I've sang that song before, and I've helped people sing it before, like I did tonight. And I didn't feel completely free, but tonight I felt free. Amen. Ain't nothing like feeling free. Hallelujah. From the sin of the old devil in this old world. Hallelujah. You're going to help me preach tonight?
Amen.
Turn, if you will, in the book of St. Mark, chapter 5, very familiar reading. Read a few verses there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ain't it good to be saved? Hallelujah. The new ain't wore off, has it? Praise the Lord. St. Mark chapter 5, verse 1. "And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, 'What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not.' For he said unto him, 'Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit.' And he asked him, 'What is thy name?' And he answered, saying, 'My name is Legion, for we are many.' And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, 'Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them.' And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, 'Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion upon thee.'" Would you lend your hand this way, then pray that God would touch us. Lord, we need you desperately, God. We need you right now, Lord, to move. Hallelujah. We need you to come by. We need the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Hallelujah. To light down in this place, God. In fact, Lord, I feel you right now. Hallelujah. Stay among us, Lord. Out behind the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to try to talk to us tonight on a very familiar passage of Scripture. I know you've all read it lots of times, but I'd like to bring to you something that the Lord has laid upon my heart, I believe, for us right here tonight. Now, you do know when we preach, if we've got the right message, and I pray do, that we're not preaching another congregation at another location, are we? We're preaching to us and right here tonight. My text comes from the 14th verse, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Here we see this man was a strong man, for he broke those fetters and he broke those chains that other men had put upon him. I'll tell you what, he very well could have been a mean man, hallelujah, because he lived in the tombs and in the hills, and he cut himself with stones, and you got to be pretty mean and tough to do that. No doubt in my mind, the majority of the people of that day were afraid of him, the vast majority anyway. But let me tell you, this man could break chains that were put on him. This man with his own natural strength could break those chains, but he was too weak to break the inward chains and the spiritual chains of bondage, and the chains of bondage of the soul and the spirit of man. I don't know, but maybe this man was one that beat his wife. I don't know. Maybe he did. Possibly he had enough power within himself to move out of the home and into the tombs and quit abusing his home. But can I tell you, hallelujah, he was still abusing himself, hallelujah. And I want to preach a little while on the chain breaker. I don't care how big you are tonight, hear me and hear me well. I don't care how strong, tough you are in the physical man or woman, hallelujah, there is chains inside a man. There is bondage inside a heart and a mind and a spirit that there is nobody can break it except the chain breaker. And I believe the Lord dealt with me today as I wept and cried before him and said, there's some inward chains that's going to be here tonight that needs to be broken. And I prayed that the chain breaker would visit us and come in our midst, hallelujah, and be available to do that. And I believe if you'll allow him, before this service is over, you can have a head-on amen meeting with a chain breaker, and he can break your chain, he can break your bondage, he can bring deliverance in your heart, in your mind and spirit. He wanted to be free from this chain. He knew it was hurting him. He knew it was against him. Hallelujah. He knew, hallelujah, that it was getting the best of him. He did not like being bound with it, but he could not do nothing about it. He tried, no doubt, time after time, and with no avail, just to be a failure again and again and again. He tried, hallelujah. Other men come and tried in their way, but they failed also. Can I get an amen? And we're in an hour now that we've got both men and women who run with that's got inward chains, and they're running to other men, they're running to the rehab centers, they're running to the reform facilities, they're going to the psychiatrist and all the counselors of the day, and carrying our young people to the detention center. But can I tell you, it is to no avail. The percentage of it is just about none. They go right back and repeat the same thing. But can I tell you that Jesus has a real good record and a real good percentage, and if you'll go to him tonight, I believe that he can deliver you and he can set you free. Stay with me. Preach to you a little while, if the Lord will help me. Hallelujah. 6th verse. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Hallelujah. Look at the 8th verse. Let me stop there to 6. You got to want help if you're going to get help. I tell you what, you can't cram it down nobody. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, if you've got a bondage, you need to be delivered. Hallelujah. You'll never be what you need to be, and you might have gate trouble if you don't get delivered. Come on here. Hallelujah. But can I tell you, you've got to want help. You got to want delivered. You got to want somebody to come and rescue you, or more than likely you'll never get the help you need. But the 8th verse said, for he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Listen to me, not off of the man, but out of the man. You see, they were binding him outside, but they need to get the chain out of the inside of his heart and life. There's a lot of things, and I can't cover them all. Stay with me. There's a chain of alcohol. Come on. Amen. That gets a hold of a man, and he'll say, I'm going to quit. But he'll wind up going back and getting that drink anyway. Come on here. He tries himself just like this man did. He may go talk to a friend and they try, but he don't get rid of it. It's an old story. I know you've heard it, but I'll say it again. I read about Mail Trotter, that alcoholic way back in time. He was so bound by it, he slipped in to the funeral of his little girl, if I remember right, and while viewing her little body cold form, he reached down and pulled the slippers off her feet to go pawn it away to get something else to drink. You see, he was bound inside. It was chains that he could not get rid of. But oh, one day he met the chain breaker of Jesus Christ, and he delivered him, and he made a preacher, and he won thousands of souls unto the Lord. Can I tell you, we need the chain breaker right here in this house tonight. There's some chains on your life. There's some chains in your mind that's got you bound down. There's some chains in your heart that you need deliverance from. One of the chains the devil uses is cigarettes, chewing tobacco, skull, and the various tobaccos. Come on. My daddy was smoking. Well, I'll just use your illustration. 4 packs of regular Camels a day. Woo! I'd say he had a chain. What about you? Hallelujah. I'd say he had a chain. Could you have got that out of your life by yourself? If you hadn't have met the chain breaker, wouldn't you still be smoking and a puffing? Why? Not just because you wanted to, but because you were bound by it. You were fettered by it. Amen. The devil had come fettered you down. Oh, but my God, after 35 years of it, ain't you glad you met the chain breaker? Hallelujah. And he delivered you and he set you free. Woo! Amen. He, no wonder he was singing that song, thank God I'm free. Thank God I'm free from this world of sin. Hallelujah. Can I tell you that there's sin that will bind you, that will chain you, that will fetter you, and you need God to deliver you. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you. My granddad told me when he got saved, he had a cigar in one side, he had a pipe in the other one. No, his cigar, snuff, and a chaw of tobacco. And he said, I'd put 3 at one time. Amen. He was bound. Hallelujah. Yes, he was. Hallelujah. But he said, when I went to that Brush Arbor meeting that night, he said, there's a chain breaker met me. He said, I prayed and I done good, except I could not get rid of that tobacco. He done accepted and said he was saved and believed on the Lord, but he couldn't get rid of that thing. And some of them in the church told him, said, you are bound by it. You can't get rid of it yourself. You have got to let Jesus help you. And you know what he said? In his proudful, boastful self, you know, I know none of us would ever dare do that. You know, we're so big and so tough and so mighty, we can handle everything, can't we? He said, I didn't ask him to pick it up and take up that habit, and I'm not going to ask him to help me put it down. I'll be man enough to do it. But oh, he went and he went and he went, and he found himself cramming and packing and a puffing, and he got mad. He stomped, but he threw it away. But he'd go back and get it. You know what it was? He was bound inside, and he could not have the power to do anything about it. He said, when I went to my wit's end, I knelt down and said, Jesus, I was wrong. I got to have you. You got to come help me. He said, the power of the Lord hit him. Hallelujah. Took it all away immediately. He never dipped. He never chewed. He never smoked again a day in his life. He lived to be 90 years old. Hallelujah. Saved. Can I tell you that the chain breaker will take that away? Woo! Trying to move on, but I don't guess it will. I was a pastoring, big old robust firefighter. You met him, Bain. Woo, what are you big in? I even heard you big as yours say I'd hate to tangle with old boy. Woo, hallelujah. He come and he was a praying good, snotting and a bawling on the altar. Hallelujah. I went to see him one night, my family. Did you know we got him in the church, got the family in, and you know what? He got me over to the side and said, come outside, I want to show you something. Man, he carried a little flashlight. Where he lived in the country, we went to the back of the backyard. We went down to the back of the barn, and we went out down in the woods. I said, man, what is man going to do? Come down here, whoop me. I knew I'd done preached a few things that he didn't really take too kindly to. I said, whoa, well, he ain't told me what we up to yet. And we got down there in the middle of the wood. He turned around. I said, Lord, you better help me. I don't know what this man's a fig to do. But when he turned around at a low light, his voice was broken and tears were running down. He said, Pastor, I had to get what could nobody hear us. I said, my God, it's nighttime. We had to go a quarter of a mile in the wood. He said, I've got a problem with school. I cannot get rid of it. I have been told by those on the job that I can dip it and be saved, but and stay a Christian. But he said, I don't believe that. He said, I believe the Lord's dealing with me that I got to get rid of that. And he said, I can't do it. He said, I throwed it out to one the other day, and I found myself going back and walking the road trying to find it. You know why he was bound? But I told him at night, I said, I'm going to pray, and you're going to pray, and we're going to let the Lord deliver you. And he got up the next service, and he said, Pastor, it's been a whole week, and I ain't dipped no skull, and I ain't got no desire for it. He said, Jesus has delivered me. Can I tell you tonight, you can't do it in yourself. You don't have the power, but you need delivered, and Jesus is willing and ready and waiting and wanting to deliver you. Woo! Praise God. Amen. Listen to me. I don't want to hold you that long tonight. The way I'm going, I probably will. So I'll try to cut some of it out. Amen. We're in a drug-crazed world. Every kind of drug you can think of. Hallelujah. How many of you know Brother Dominic P. Moreno? Yeah, you do. He's been here, hadn't he? Been by Fairland. I heard a fellow the other day said, oh, that's that fellow that comes by real often. I told him what to say. Hallelujah. He got a big laugh out of it. But you know what? To keep from going to jail, he went into the army. Last resort. They was going to straighten him out. Yeah? One of the 60s hippies, you know. And they shaved him up real good and put him in. But you know what? They just cleaned up the outside. They just got rid of the outward chain. But inside, there were steel chains and fetters that they couldn't touch. Amen? Oh, and they caught him with drugs in there on highs, and they would put him away and lock him up and, you know, dry him out, clean him out. But you see, they couldn't get to them chains. They turn him back loose, and he'd wind up poking needles again with heroin. Oh, oh, he got discharged out, still bound, growed all that outward change back. come on now, walked into a little old teen challenge thing with nothing but short pants on and long hippie with a goatee and a smoke in the jaw and a big old long neck ball in the other. And he said, hey, you think you can help somebody like me? And you know, he wouldn't have went there, but he was drunk. But I believe the Lord had a work for him to do. And he seen those chains inside him, and he wanted to set him free. They said, yeah, we can. They fed him a good meal and carried him to church and cleaned him up. And the next morning, he got a hold of the Lord. And he said he took the drugs away immediately. He took the tobacco away immediately. He took the drink away immediately. He said he delivered me all at one time. And I've been a free man ever since. Amen, missionary now. Hallelujah. Can I tell you that Jesus like to set you free? He'd like to set you free. There's chains in his house. There's chains on your mind, in your heart, in your spirit. You'll die with them, or let the chain breaker break them loose. Amen. I don't know why I would go here. I don't know. Maybe it's for prevention. But I dealt with a guy. His wife come to me and said, I've found these magazines. They was a bad kind. She was broken and tore to pieces. And said, what are we going to do? What am I going to do? Brother Bohan, I right quickly said, there ain't but one thing to do. We got to take it to Jesus. He's the only one I know that can go down in that heart and break those chains and take that old lust out of that mind. That lust is after, come on here, other women, and come on here, and other girls, and hallelujah, come on here. Woo! She said, you reckon he can do it? She was tore up. I said, I know he can do it. Hallelujah. I said, just don't faint on me. Hallelujah, but we'll take it to the Lord. I remember, hallelujah, when he come to me crying. It didn't happen overnight, but in a couple of weeks, and he said, oh, I know my wife told you what she found, but he said, I want to tell you, the Lord is a helping me. Would you pray for me? We prayed for him, throwed it all away, put them back together. Hallelujah. The last I know of, he still didn't have it. Can I tell you, you need Jesus to break those chains of sin out of your life. Say, preach on heaven one night. I'm trying to get us there. You got to be clean to go there. You got to be holy to go there. You got to be righteous to go there. You got to be sanctified. You got to be pure. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. Oh, 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 hallelujah. We in a sex maniac world. Craziest bunch of people I ever seen in my life. Hallelujah. And inside, I hope it ain't here. Ask the Lord to let me skip these things. These last two, but seem like he's told me don't leave none of it. Hallelujah. I hope this will be purely prevention and there's none of it here. But it surprised you in our wholeness churches. How many sitting in the pew, hallelujah, contemplating that wrong act, hallelujah, right now in their heart and mind. Come on here. Woo! But what would be better than to go do it and then get set free? Would it be while you realize it's getting a hold of you, while you realize there's something bothering you, while you realize that old lust thing getting a hold of you, hallelujah, you run to this altar tonight and get it all out. Woo! Before you get so bound by it that you can't get loose. You know, if you go so far and you get bound so tight for so long, if you ain't careful, you will not ever get free. Amen. Jesus is a professional at breaking chains. I forgot it. I looked. I didn't tell Brother Shad. All I could find around here was some new-looking chain. I know he didn't want me to cut his new chain. I was going to ask if he had some old chain and find me some little cutters. And I was going to wrap me a chain around somebody and bind them down and just walk up and cut them free and let them go. That's what he did to me in 1976. Come on here. That's what he did to that woman that came to the well where Jesus was. She had that same problem I just mentioned. Why, she done had her five shacked up with another one. Come on here. That stuff don't satisfy you. How come she didn't quit sooner? She was bound inside. I said she was bound inside. Amen. She had fetters inside that she couldn't get rid of. Oh, but when she met Jesus, hallelujah, he just reached right in and clipped them out and set them free and delivered her and made her whole. She ran into town and said, come see a man that told me all I've ever done.
Bless him, Lord.
You know, we're in a society today that we got denominations of today and so-called church. Come on, churches, of the name of Christianity and godliness, and they say they're biblical, but you know what? They say that we can go to heaven with all these sins in our life and all these chains in our life. I come to tell you that Jesus didn't go through what he went through. He didn't pay the terrible price he paid. Hallelujah. Except he fixed it to where he could take every sin away and he could take every chain out. Can I get an amen? There's a woman that came to Jesus one day. For 18 years she was bowed together and could not straighten. Hallelujah. It was on the Sabbath day, but he touched her. Hallelujah. And she straightened up and he said, woman, thou art loosed. Hallelujah. And that's what we need tonight. Hallelujah. So make contact with Jesus and let him touch us. Brother Shad MacTon, and say, hey, man, you are loosed. Hey, woman, you are loosed. Hallelujah. In the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost Spirit and power. But here's the Pharisees said, you got 6 days to do that. What you doing it today for? He said, you hypocrite. He said, do you not take the oxen out on the Sabbath and take them to the watering? Well, need I not this daughter of Abraham to touch her and straighten her and loose her on the Sabbath? Why you say that? I'll tell you exactly why I say it. If you ain't careful, you'll be one with chains inside you. And you'll have a family member. Lord, give us to me praying today. You'll have a family member, or you'll have some other church down the road, or some preacher somewhere that's a proselyter. Hallelujah. And he'll be saying, you ain't got to quit that. You ain't got to quit that to be saved. You ain't got to quit that to be in the perfect will of God. You ain't got to quit that to go to heaven. You ain't got to clean up from that. But I come to tell you, they're hypocrites. Hallelujah. And they're liars, because this book right here says that we've got to. He told us to clean it up. He told us to get it pure. He told us to be ye holy, for I am holy. And you won't find it in God. You won't find it nowhere in heaven. You won't find it in heaven. And we've got to clean it out here if we're going to go there. Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah. He told that woman they'd caught in the very act of adultery and had the stones drew back. For according to the law, she was to be stoned and killed, right? But Jesus stooped down and wrote in the sand. When he did, they all walked away, but him and her. He said, woman, where are thine accusers? She said, I have none. Listen. He said, neither do I condemn thee, but go and sin no more. He didn't say, get up from here saved and go keep sinning. Come on. I'm not saying that you're going to get it all one night. I believe in growth, but you can't live a lifetime in it. Come on here. Come on here. Hey, man, you got to get clean, and you got to go, and you got to sin no more. There's Christians in the house of God that's got inward chains binding your mind, your heart,
or your spirit and soul. Come on here. I said, preacher, you got to quit digging. I tell you, I just got to obey the Lord. Hallelujah. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and destroy, and I've come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I'm going to prove to you tonight. I'm going to prove to you by the help of the Lord that right here in Christians' hearts and lives is inward chains that we can't break, and we need Jesus Christ, the chain breaker, to break them. How many in this meeting already said, I'm going to pray more? I'm the only one. You ain't even made a pledge. Come on here. How many of us has actually done it? Praise God. I believe the Lord's done come by and touch some of us. Hallelujah. So many times we'll make these vows to the Lord, these promises in prayer, or during the altar service, during the preaching, we're going to do this and we're going to do better. But the week goes by and we've never done it. You know why? If this week has went by and we hadn't, even though we know we should, we've seen we should, and we place in our heart we should, it's because we don't realize it, we don't see it, and we don't understand it. But inside us, we're bound down. The devil don't want us to pray more. He don't want us to praise him more. He don't want us to give him thanksgiving more. But you know what? If we could get broke loose tonight, why, some of us can't even worship him freely like we used to worship him. But I'll tell you tonight, what you need is a chain breaker to come in this house and set you free, that you can worship him and be free in worship. We try to sometimes. Just can't get free in it. We're bound. We need the chain breaker. I'm going to try to move along fairly early if the Lord would allow me. Hallelujah. Hey, man, I hope I don't get the meddling tonight, but this is something that I feel like the Lord dealt with my heart, and I want to bear it to you. Amen. The devil would like to cramp you down in fear. That you go around just worrying, 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 fretting, fretting, fretting. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Can't think straight. Can't act right. I mean, just worried. You ever been there? Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Amen. But I come to tell you, hallelujah, 2 Timothy 1:7 said, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. If we've got God, hallelujah, is there anything too hard for him? The prophet said, no. Can you think of anything he can't do? No. Amen. Even though it hadn't come and the answer ain't made it, but we've got our petition there. Don't worry yourself to death. Don't worry yourself till you can't sleep. Don't worry yourself till you lose your mind. Hallelujah. Somebody got to set up with you at night. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, call on the chain breaker. Call on the man that will set you free and let you sleep sound in peace. Hallelujah. Without fear. I'm seeing too many of God's people going around in dread and worry and fret and fear, and that's a trick of the devil. That ain't from God. Woo. Amen. A preacher friend of mine was up preaching in a congregation one Sunday morning, preaching something along the line, I don't know exactly, I heard him say it, about being free. He said a woman came running to the altar that morning, praying, praying, praying. Got saved, came back at night, stood up and testified and said, I was going to kill myself this morning. Had it all planned. But said, I heard something say, just go to church one more time. And she said, okay, I'll go one more time. And then I'm just going to end it. We got more of that than we've ever had. Come on. It's because the devil is getting in our minds. Hallelujah. And living in our minds. and just stirring and worrying us and troubling us and won't let us alone. Come on here and telling us there ain't no hope and there ain't no way out and it'll never get no better. But he said that morning while he was preaching, she said she came and the Lord delivered her. That chain breaker came in and set her free. Hallelujah. She said, I don't want to take my life no more. I want to live. I want to live. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, we need to get power over the enemy, and the only way we can is call on the chain breaker. I'm fixing to get out where I'm going to probably lose you. And Sister Vicky, it ain't on new trucks. She told me tonight, I said, preacher, I hope you don't preach on new trucks. Hallelujah. Daddy got him on today. Hallelujah. That ain't nowhere in my message. Because if you need to get one, get you one. I get nowhere, I can get me one. I get me one. Woo! I didn't mean to embarrass you, sister. We've got an age-old thing. We should be the example for the world, should we not? Jesus Christ is our example, and we should be the example of the world. Amen? We got a lot of compulsive spenders. Come on here. They bouncing the checks. Come on. Come on. They maxing 2 and 3 credit cards. Come on. Whoa, I ain't getting no help on that. Hey, man, they're running and dodging the bill collector. I don't believe that's right, Brother Casey. I believe that's a spirit that'll get a hold of you. Come on. I believe that's a spirit that'll get a hold of you. And I actually know for a fact in dealing with it that some people want rid of it. I dealt with a lady for years, Pastor, and bless God, I wish I could give you a good side of this one. But the last count I had, she ain't got them chain broke yet. She's still bound inside with that old spending. Come on here. You don't win nobody if you're beating your debts. Come on here. Hey, man, that ain't nowhere in the Bible. He said, oh, no, man. Oh, no, man, nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She dealt with me and said, oh, I don't want to do it, but when I see that new dress, I just got to have it. And let me tell you, you go look in that closet, and they were packed in there, and they were packed over here, and it was in bags over there, and the ones in the bag looked good as the one in the closet. And let me tell you, and they'd be trying to pay the bill, couldn't make the bill. The husband coming to me said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm making more money than I ever have. Hallelujah. And I still can't meet it because she won't quit spending. Oh, no, wait a minute, wait a minute. I just felt like the lady said, you're picking on me. No, I tell you what, guys, if you got to have that new camouflage suit every time it comes out, just call this a different camouflage. Come on. You got to have that different gun every time it comes out. Come on. You got to have that new four-wheeler, even though you got one. Come on. Yeah. I'm here to tell you, it's a spirit. It's a spirit, and it ain't of God. Hallelujah. And we can live with it and suffer with it, and those around us suffer. Our home will suffer. Come on here. Hallelujah. The ministry will suffer. Come on here. And the community suffer, because don't think you're doing it without them knowing it. You need the chain breaker to come and set you free. You need the chain breaker to come and set you free. If you got old bad temper, you flog to him. Oh, I'm the only one that ever had that, huh? Woo! I tried to get rid of it. I blamed it on my daddy. I said, he done it all my life. I seen him as a boy throw that hammer down. I seen him as a boy stomp that ground and sling that wrench down. Get out of my way, boy. And I didn't have nothing to do with it. It just didn't fit right and it didn't turn right. Ain't have a thing in the world to do with it. I said, I got an excuse. I got a reason. You know, that's what you sitting here now saying. I got an excuse. I got a reason. Hallelujah. Amen. But let me tell you what. One day, I married with that. But one day, the Lord got a hold of me. And he said, you can blame it wherever you want to blame it. But let me tell you something. If you bring that to me and lay it at my feet, I'll take that thing out of you. And I'm here to tell you, I melted right down that day in prayer. And I said, God, it's wrong. I said, Lord, it's wrong. and I'm sinning when I do it. It ain't the characteristic of you, Christ, and I need deliverance. And you know what? He delivered me. Woo! Come on, church. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, I tell you what, I believe the Lord wants us to be free. No wonder we can't have the church we should. No wonder the Holy Ghost can't move like he used to and like he wants to. If you got chains in your life, it don't matter what it is, saint or sinner, you need to be delivered that the power of God can work and move in us. Amen. I'm coming to a close, I think. Another one I want to deal with, and I'll try to get off of them. Is this all time? Come on here. Lord of mercy, I had, when I pastored, it slowed down now. When I pastored, I had pastors call me now. I was 3 times a week across country. I get everything. I don't miss nothing. I get Arkansas too. It ain't just ladies on the phone. I've heard a lot of preachers, they get on the ladies. Now they've done this year. But we've done ours. Come on. I preached on it one time. And bless her heart, she's real close to me. You don't know her, so I'll just say my sister. About the worst one I had. Woo! I done it. This tape won't get to her. I got two of them, so I wonder which one. Bear down on it pretty hard, kind of like I'm doing tonight, and just told them they need to get before the Lord and let him deliver them of that and start praying for people instead of talking about people. Amen. And you know what? We was at a birthday party I got invited to, being the pastor, and I just went in and sat down, and a little bit she was over him beside me, and she broke loose. And right in the middle of it, she went, "Now, I've been doing better, I promise you have, but it just slipped." Come on. Amen. I don't doubt she didn't do better. We pray and do better, but if we didn't get the chain breaker to break the chain and to get it out of us, we'll wind up right back in it. But I'm talking about getting complete deliverance. The Bible said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. You don't have to keep going back under bondage and back under bondage. But when he sets you free, I mean you can be free. Do you believe it? Say amen. Amen. Woo! But you know the hardest part. The hardest part is being like the prodigal son. And that's to come to the Father and say, "I done you wrong. I was wrong. I done wrong." We don't want to admit we've got chains in our life. We want to hold ourselves up in our prideful, self-righteous self. I know, because I fight the same thing and just keep going and don't admit we've got something we need help from Jesus with. Amen?
Amen.
The devil wants you to stay right where you're at tonight and not to move. Henry Turnbull said he witnessed this with his own eyes. Somebody get me a song. He said he went to a little circus show years ago, and this man had this 30-foot boa constrictor. And he got it when it was a little fella as a pet, and he fed it and he played with it. And he had multiple people, just like I'm telling you tonight, to say, "You better get rid of that thing now. One day that thing's going to hurt you." Brother Bohan, he wouldn't do it. He said, "I like him." And he had trained him to wear on one side of that stage. He would have a cage. And he would go on the other side. And at a certain move, they dropped the door. And here come that big 30-foot boa constrictor. And he stood right there facing the congregation. And he start rapping. And he'd rap until he run his last part right over his head. Lay his head right over his and start sticking his tongue out. He said, even I had told him one of these times, if you don't get rid of him now, he's going to get rid of you. Listen to me and hear me well. The devil's already got a rap or two, maybe three or four, but there's a lot more raps to go. If it's tobacco, if it's alcohol, if it's adultery, if it's gossip, come on here. Hallelujah. If it's fear, hallelujah, whatever it is, you think he's going to quit rapping? No, because he hates you, and he wants to see us all fail and go to hell. That's right. He'd like for every one of us to get some chain in our life and not get rid of it and let it take seed to where it's too hard to get it out. It hurts too bad to get it out. And it is too painful. And it's too shameful. Come on here. But oh, it'll be a lot more shameful. Hallelujah. To stand before a Savior that gave his last blood and done what he done for you and I and then be lost. As Henry Turnbull stood there, he watched it again. This had been going on for years. And these chains that I'm looking at tonight, the Lord showed me today in prayer, ain't just starting. And I don't know how many more raps you got to go, but I come to tell you, it may not be many more. And as he come up and stuck his head over and began to do that tongue, all of a sudden they heard a shattering. And he slumped to the floor. 40-something men rushed up and hacked with knives and pulled that snake off to see that his ribs and all of his bone would break and crush, and he lay dead. Them inward chains gonna kill you. They're gonna take you down, 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 down. If you don't come and kneel at the foot of the cross, at the foot of the chain breaker, and let him reach in. I can't do it. Brother Chad can't do it. These lay preachers can't do it. These brothers and sisters can't. But there's a man in the house called Jesus. I feel him here, don't you? I feel him here right now. Hallelujah, that will break them chains out of your life and out of your heart. And you need them broke tonight. Years ago, there was an old man on a cane come into the edge of town, like at a big sale market. There were several cages sitting around with birds in it. Just like tonight, I believe there's more than one in chains. I don't know who. I don't know. The Lord just laid this on my heart. I don't know you people that well. I don't live among you. I don't know. But I know what's still on my heart real heavy. Old man hobbled over. He said, how much you want for that cage and that bird? And they told him. He out and paid them. He took it in one hand and he hobbled on out to the edge of town. And he gently opened up that door, reached in and took that little bird. Said, little bird, now go. You are free. Hallelujah. It took him a little bit to realize he was free. And began to soar and soar. A little bit, he went higher and higher until he disappeared. What do you think the old gentleman done? He hobbled back up. Called it was some more there. He said, I want one more. Is it the same price? Jesus paid the same price to set every bird free, to set every soul free. Hallelujah. To the edge of town, and he gently opened the door and got him on his finger and let him go. He done it until he got every one of them and set them free. And you know what? Then the man that sold the birds went over and stopped him before he left, and he said, how come you done that? He said, because one day I was in a prison and I wanted out. I jumped on the side of those bars like I seen them birds do, and I wanted out, but I couldn't get out just like they couldn't get out. And one day there was a man came and he paid the price and he opened up those bars and he he took me out and he set me free. And I just seen them birds in bondage and I want to deliver them and set them free. I've not preached to you as one that don't know what it is to be in bondage. I've been very much in bondage, but he delivered me. After I got saved, I will not lie to you. It ain't in me to lie. I got in bondage again to some thing. But Brother Cage, I went back to the altar and I found that chain breaker right where I first met him. And I got back a hold of him and he delivered me again. What is it tonight? That old thief, that old devil, that old binder, that old bondage man has got you bound with. Don't let him lie to you tonight. You can be completely free. Stand all over the house.